Down South Soul Food. Hi, my name's Nina, and I'm an English teacher at a combined senior high school in the south of Norway. This year, I'm teaching English on vocational courses for pupils studying the programme for restaurant and food processing. This is my first year with this programme, but I love everything about food, different tastes and cultures. You all know Peter, your main teacher. We're planning a cross-curricular topic in English and food processing. The topic is Down South Soul Food. The setting is in New Orleans, one of the major cities in the state of Louisiana in the south of the USA. The city is famous for tourism, its playful atmosphere, a rich culture and unique food traditions. Peter and I are so excited to work on these themes together with you. Here's a conversation we had when we planned this topic for you. Hi, Peter. It's so good to see you. You sure got a decent tan this summer.
Hello, Nina. I had a great summer holiday. Whew! The start of a new school year. Always so busy.
I know.
We finally got a chance to talk.
I'm really looking forward to starting this project. Are you ready for soul food and carnival?
Well, food is always on my mind. I'm not so sure about carnival, though.
You never know, Peter. The pupils are going to start by reading about Mardi Gras, so they'll know that it's the carnival celebration in the south states of the USA and that the most famous one is in New Orleans in Louisiana.
But do you think they'll pick up on the French influence? And how important French is in the language of food?
I think some of them will. And they'll soon find out that the food in New Orleans is a mix of several cultures and traditions. But you're the expert here, Peter. What are you going to tell them about Cajun and Creole food?
Well, I've got so much I can tell them. You know, I originally travelled to Louisiana as a tourist. Well, then I taught there for a few years. You know, of course, Cajun and Creole food use different spices and seasonings. You know, I actually burnt my tongue the first time I tasted Cajun cooking. There was so much cayenne pepper in it.
Goodness. I've read that Cajun food is inspired by French cuisine. Garlic, paprika, thyme, parsley, and a little dash of cayenne pepper. They're common ingredients, aren't they?
Indeed, yeah.
But I haven't tasted any Cajun food yet. So I'm really looking forward to tasting the dishes our pupils will be making.
Well, I'm going to be prepping them about the different spices and mixtures of vegetables. You know, like onion, celery, bell pepper.
Bell pepper?
Well, peppers in British English, you know, red, green and yellow peppers.
Oh, yeah, I suppose they are a bit bell-like. But how about the other aspects of carnival? Costumes and so on. I really enjoy having fun with costumes. I've always loved acting and wearing fancy hats, dresses, shoes, you name it. I wonder if I should bring my carnival mask for class on Friday. I bought it in Italy, in Venice. Then I can make a surprise entrance.
Then you've got a bit of a wait on. Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, if you like, is months away, in February. It's still August.
But I'm really enthusiastic about this project. The hot spices and the food and all the colourful costumes and the rhythms of the carnival.
Oh, the school bell's about to ring. We need to get to class and meet our pupils.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they're excited to hear about what we've planned for the project.
Just wait till they see our grand entrance.